Guys, welcome to my Tuesday conference call, where every Tuesday I assist you, I show you how to move more freight and provide the best possible service out there. Today we got a great topic today. Name of my topic is called Who? Let me rephrase that. Name of my topic today is titled To Whom Am I Speaking? Now, typically when you're talking to somebody, you can actually see who you're talking to or actually hear you're talking to. But in reality, there are so many different personality types out there. However, personalities fall into four major categories. So that's basically the topic of our conversation today. Always remember this when you're making phone calls, when you're speaking to, even when you're speaking to a dispatcher, a carrier, a driver, be on the alert for what type of personality they are, and when you can adjust to that, it's going to make your life so much simpler. But anyway, getting back to my topic, to whom am I speaking? There are four major personality types, and here's how you appeal to them. Customers and prospects are like snowflakes. They're unique, they're special, and no two are the same. In this era of personalization where your phone knows you as well as your family, uniqueness with your customers and prospects takes on a much more importance. Let's think about it. Boy, in our day and age, everything is technologically related. So to stand out, when you can stand out from the crowd, when you're actually calling on your prospect, when you stand out and when you can actually tell who you're speaking to and relate and adjust what you're saying, that's going to make your life so much easier in this profession. Now, customers and prospects deserve and expect specialized attention for building relationships with them. Talking shop or just good old-fashioned interacting in business and the marketplace. So, again, let's talk about the four major personality types out there. Let me first by saying we are all not created equally. We're all created differently. God created us all differently. Not only that, he created us and put us into four major personality types. Now, I'm going to explain later that our personalities are mixed in with each other, but we're all dominant in one. Hold on for a second. So, there's four major personality types, guys. The first one that I'll go over, and that's the one that I fall into, is the, I'll call it a red. It's either called a lion, also assertive and competitive. This group, or our group, makes up about 15% of the population. Now, the next one is called, if I refer to it in a color, it'll be blue. If I refer to it in an animal, they're called the monkey. They're amiable, and they are spontaneous. 35% of those folks make up this category. Next one, yellow, color-wise, I'll call it the yellow animal, koala. They're expressive, and they're humanistic. This makes up 35% of our population. And the last one, if I refer to it as a color, they are green, an animal. It's called an owl. They are the analytical and methodical thinkers of our population. That encompasses 15% of our population. Now, understanding the types is key. Understanding these types, the types of personalities and what's coming out as you speak to your prospects is key for better interaction. And here's how to identify and communicate with all four. So let's start off with the category that I fall into. And color-wise, I'm going to call it a red. Animal-wise, it's called a lion. We are assertive and competitive. Here's what describes our personality type. We are type A personalities. We're go-getters who strive to be the best in jobs that reward for action. We're high achievers who are also strong-willed. That is a general definition of my personality type, if you have not figured that out already. Here are certain characteristics of this group. We are get to the point. It is our way or the highway. We fight to be right. We are decision makers. We are not compassionate. We're in command. We are in command. We're assertive, and we are driven. Now, is all of this right? It's right when you use it in the right capacity. Anyway, occupations of some of these folks are Donald Trump. Attorneys fall into this category. Airline pilots, CEOs, politicians, and coaches. How's our voice? Well, it's forceful with volume typically when we speak. What are our strengths? We're focused. We're goal-oriented. We're intense. We're organized. We fall into leadership, and we are competitive. What are our weaknesses? If you have strengths, you're going to have weaknesses, believe me. We are short-tempered. We dominate typically a conversation. We're impatient. We already know the answer, and typically we charge forward. What are our dislikes? Well, major dislikes, indecision. We hate chit-chat. We hate it when we lose control of a situation. We hate it when there's too much information, and boy, do we hate losing. So if you're ever speaking to somebody like me or somebody in my category when you figured this out, when you figured, hey, I'm talking to a lion here, here's what you do. You work quickly. Be results-oriented. Work quickly. Let me say that again. Work quickly, work fast, because you know what? We are focused on an end result. So work quickly. Be results-oriented. We love to get results. Stroke our big egos. Oh, boy, do we have big egos. And when you stroke our egos, you're doing your job. Don't take it personal when we're rude with you. Let me say that again. Don't take it personal when we are rude with you. Let us make the decisions and just be prepared for whatever comes your way. Because whatever comes your way, it is going to be a goal toward a result. Let's move on to the next group. Next group, if I refer to it by a color, these are the blues. If you refer to them as an animal, we call them monkeys. They are amiable and spontaneous. Here's a description of the blue group or the monkey group. They feel that life is a thrilling adventure. They love to be the life of the party. They love the thrill of the interesting. And with them, the glass is always half full with great possibilities. What are some characteristics of this group? They love to be big thinkers. They love to tell stories to get their point across. They often talk with their hands. They're risk takers to a point, and they love attention and the crowd. These typically are comedians. They're just folks within professions that love to get attention, and that leads to the occupations. Typically, head cheerleaders are monkeys. Salespeople like us can be monkeys. Entertainers, actors, public speakers that do that for a living typically are monkeys. Public speakers certainly because they're able to get us laughing, which gets us to pay more attention to what they're saying. Hold on for a second. How do they talk? What's their voice like? Typically, it's loud and fast. They have strengths. They enjoy selling. They enjoy being popular. They're often enthusiastic. They're positive. They have high energy levels, and they love to have fun. On the opposite end, their weaknesses. Sometimes they talk too much. They have poor follow-up. Sometimes, not all the time. Typically unorganized. Typically exaggerate. Sometimes, part of the time, all the time, they don't listen. Why? Because they want to hear themselves talk and entertain you. What are their dislikes? Major dislike of monkeys is not having fun. They don't like facts and figures. Their dislike is getting or being bored and following up with individuals. All they think about is the end result, not realizing that you have to go through this process to get an end result. And here's a cheat sheet if you're ever talking to a monkey on the other line. You work quickly. You say their name often while you're conversing with them. Be relaxed and informal. Be cheerful and positive. Treat them as like they are a famous actor. That comprises our blue or monkey group. Let's move on to the yellow group or the koala group. This group typically are the caretakers of society. They're nurses, they're teachers, they're pastors, anything that falls into that type of category. I'll be the first to say that Maria's and my pastor is a true koala. Anyway, moving on. What describes a koala? They have expressive personalities. They are people pleasers at heart. Their goal is focused on others. They love to bond. They love the warm and fuzzies. They are the pillars of happiness and respect. Excuse me. What are typical characteristics of a koala? A, they're givers. They donate time for others. They help others. They love to be part of a team. They're followers, typically not leaders. Often feel guilty. They love helping kids. They're supportive and very, very nurturing. Hence, a nurse, a pastor, a teacher, this is typically a koala. One second. What are some of the occupations that comprise a group of koalas? Well, a great example is Mr. Rogers. What a great koala he was. As I said earlier, nurses, teachers, counselors, caregivers, and healers. How is their voice typically when they talk to you? Well, it's certainly not like mine. It's soft and gentle, just like my wife, Maria. She definitely is a koala. Strengths. They are dependable. They're patient, highly credible. They're organized. They are great at multitasking. If you have strengths, you also have weaknesses. What would those be? Well, sometimes oversensitive, not typically goal-oriented, often indecisive, and typically non-confrontative. If you have, what are their dislikes? They dislike pushy and aggressive people. They dislike bullies. They dislike conflict, impatience, and confronting others. So if you're ever working with a koala on the other end of the line, here's your cheat sheet for prospecting and relating to servicing that group. Here's what you have to do. You socialize and empathize. You give them time to feel. You use soothing voices. Be patient when asking for reassurance and hear their personal stories if and when they have one to tell you. That comprises our koala group. Moving on to the last one, guys. Color-wise, it's our green group. If we're going to refer to them as an animal, these are the owls. They're the analytical and methodical thinkers of our society. What describes a green or an owl? Well, typically they fall into the nerd category, and really they for the most part they're not offended by that. A lot of them consider that a compliment. They're rational thinkers of our population. They're the mathematicians, the scientists, the physicists, the astronauts of our society. Hold on, folks. They're persistent. They are perfectionists. They're information hounds. They love information. The more information, the better. They weigh all options before making their decisions, and decisions typically take a long time. Whenever you're on the phone and you hear somebody say, "Let me think about that," well, I'm not saying that it's a definite, but you can typically put them into the category of an owl. What are the characteristics of an owl? Well, first of all, they thrive on organization. They're dependable on deadlines. They always need more information. They're always asking more questions. The more details, the better. What type of occupations comprise an owl? Well, here's a great example. Mr. Spock was an owl. He was the data guy that assisted Captain Kirk. Typically, when Captain Kirk required information, who did he go to? He went to Mr. Spock. Accountants are owls, engineers, astronauts, physicists, and doctors. Professions that deal with a lot of information typically comprise the owl. So what kind of voice does an owl have? Again, it's not like mine. Typically, they're soft and polite. What are the strengths of an owl? They're organized, they're neat, they're planners, they're accurate, they're logical, they're great at follow-through. If they have strengths, they're going to have weaknesses. Let's go over those real quick. One weakness is they require too much analysis. They're hard to please, non-emotional. They love to take time in making decisions. What are the dislikes of an owl? They dislike it when people are pushy. They dislike it when people don't give them enough facts to figure things out. They dislike tardiness. Remember, they're perfect. They like everything in order. So they dislike tardiness. They dislike laziness. They dislike inaccuracies, and they dislike being disorganized. So when you're talking to an owl on the other end of the line, here's a cheat sheet for prospecting, relating, and servicing that group. And that is, speak at a relaxed pace. Remember, they're listening and hearing everything you're telling them. Be patient when they ask questions. Don't try to rush through it like I typically would. Give them accurate answers and stay professional. Be aware that they are going to want more information and that they deal in analysis paralysis or paralysis of analysis because they love a lot of information. So, if we were going to go over the four main categories like I just did, and you were going to apply what you just learned or just what I told you, here are some facts and figures to consider. Here are some facts and figures to consider. They're general facts and figures to consider when you're thinking about the personality types that you're talking to of the four major types. Number one, no personality type is better than the other types. There's none that is better than the other. We all have our plus and minuses. We all have our strengths and weaknesses. Number two, we're all a combination of the four personality types. We're actually a combination of the four. Number three, but we all have one prevailing and dominant personality. Number four, all personality types have their upside and their downside, just as I went over earlier. Number five, you will see that shipping decision makers fall into one of the four types. One of the four personality types is evident in all the shipping decision makers that you speak to. And six, the sooner you figure out their personality, the better. Let me stress that again. The sooner you figure their personality, the better. And there's a high probability that you see yourself in more than one group. There's also a higher probability that your friends and family fill the spectrum of personalities that I just talked about. Knowing that there are differences between each will assist you to appeal to all and every individual that you speak to on the other end of the line, your shipping decision makers, your prospects, your customers. Knowing that there are differences between each of them is only going to assist you in becoming more and more successful in this profession. Now, here's what you do as you're speaking to them. Mix up your messages so that there's a little something for everyone and tailor your interactions when it's possible. We live in a crazy world of four-ingredient stew where nurturing is a required necessity. This is your recipe, along with your cooking utensils and instructions to bake the masterpiece. It's just like cooking a recipe. When you understand the ingredients going into every recipe that you make, it's just going to make you that much more successful, and you can envision the end result. So if you can envision, if you can figure out what personality types you're dealing with, it's just going to assist you in becoming more and more successful and the folks and the shipping decision makers and the prospects that you deal with on a daily basis. Okay, moving on to the next point. And that is getting off that, moving into our remember points as you call your prospects and customers. The very first one is remember that people converse best with those they relate to. Remember when you're calling your prospects and customers that people converse best with those they relate to. That goes hand in hand with what I just talked about. When your shipping decision makers know that you're relating to them at their personality level, they're only going to accept you that much quicker. You know why? Because they can relate to how you're talking to them. If you come across a lion like me and you go with them toe-to-toe, that lion is going to respect and bring you in that much quicker. If you're talking to an owl and he wants all these facts and figures and you adjust to his personality, believe me, he's going to take you in that much quicker because he can relate to what you are saying. So one more time, people converse best with those they relate to. Moving on, guys. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, don't prejudge. Don't prejudge when you're talking to somebody. When you do that, when you prejudge, you will misjudge. So one more time, don't prejudge who you're speaking to, because when you prejudge, you misjudge. How do you judge accurately? You judge accurately by listening to what they're saying, listen to the words that they're saying, and by the questions that you're asking them. That's really what reveals the personality in everybody, because your main goal is to get them talking. Your goal is not to go into a conversation with all this jargon, word stew that you're going to throw at them. The goal is to ask questions so they can give you answers, so they can give you words, and you can decipher who they are and actually what they're talking about as well. So don't judge, because when you do that, you misjudge. Moving on, next point. Remember, when you're calling your prospects and customers, that you have two ears and one mouth. Remember again, you have two ears and one mouth, therefore close your mouth and open your ears. That's what's going to give you the ability to decipher who it is you're talking to by figuring out who that is. What's my point in this? Listen and close your mouth. You have two ears and one mouth. Close your mouth, open your ears, ask quick questions. Listen to what they tell you in return. That will keep a conversation going. The longer a conversation goes, the quicker you can figure out who it is you're speaking to. Moving on, guys. Another point, remember when you're calling your customers and prospects, I've repeated this so many times, but it's not about you, it's about them. One more time, when you're calling your prospects and customers, it is not about you. It's about them. It's about their company. It's about their challenges. Boy, if there's one thing that you want to hear, it's their challenges, because that's how you typically get into a customer, by solving their challenges. It's about their needs. It's about acquiring their email and contact info. And it's about your solutions. That's pretty much what it's all about. It's about you providing your solutions for them. Other than that, it's all about them, their company, their challenges, their needs, most of all, their email and contact info, and you providing the solutions. Because typically our nature, hold on a second here, folks. Our nature is to go into a conversation and tell our customers all about us. In reality, it is not about us at all. I'll say it again. It is all about them. And when you make it about them, when you listen to what they have to say, you'll figure out who they are, especially what type of personality they are, so you can adjust accordingly. Moving on to the next point, guys. Remember, when calling your prospects and customers, that people love to talk about themselves. Now, they'll only talk about themselves when you ask them, especially on a first-time conversation. So when you are, listen intently. Find a subject, idea, or situation that you're both interested in. Once you find that out, once you start throwing questions at them, asking questions, you won't be able to stop them from talking. One area that I always utilize is geography. That's one area I always utilize. Now, I can do that because typically when I'm talking to a prospect, I have familiarity with where they're from. One time I was talking to a prospect who is now a customer, and I basically told him, hey, you're in St. Louis. I'd like to tell you five things about where you live. Can I do that? He said, yeah. And I whipped out five things about where he's at. I mean, obviously, I mentioned the Mississippi River. I mentioned the arch. And then I mentioned three things that were even closer to this prospect. I mentioned this one park in St. Louis. I mentioned barbecued ribs that are a staple in St. Louis. I don't remember what the fifth one was. It'll come to me. But I basically said, I'm going to tell you five things about where you live. It didn't take that much longer that day to get a load covered for him. So anyway, one more time. Remember when you're talking to your prospects and customers that people love to talk about themselves. Find a subject, idea, or situation that you're both interested in. You won't be able to stop them from talking once that happens. Last point of the day is at the end of today and every day, play back the tapes of your performance today. I mean, just do a mental remembrance of what you did today. Play back the tapes of your performance. The results will either applaud you or prod you. At the end of today, play back the tapes of your performance. Think back, how did I do today? What did I do that is assisting me in moving forward? Like, hey, figuring out certain personality types. The results will either applaud or prod you. Do that at the end of every day. When you really think about it, you're going to realize, hey, I did good today, or you know what, this area needs a ton of improvement. Did I make enough contacts today? Did I acquire my minimum three contacts, or did I get five or six? Hey, if you got five or six, you're on your way. Okay, guys, that concludes our call today. Now, as I usually say, when you have a question involving topics like this, I'm your man to speak to. Office number 626-309-9141. Again, I'm the guy to speak to when it comes to selling. If you require some motivation, anything like that, guys, I am willing to give it to you. Remember, you're going to get it from a lion perspective. You're going to get it from a lion perspective. Anyway, 626-309-9141. If you have any questions about our LDI freight system, one of the best programs out there, you're going to speak to Maria or Marilyn. Same number, 626-309-9141. Any questions or comments, please give us a call. We will be waiting to hear you. Take care. God bless. It's been a pleasure. We will hear from you next week or tomorrow or this afternoon. Take care. God bless, guys.
Thank you, you too.